Welcome to the Girls Girl Podcast. I'm Anna.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Katie.
And we're inviting you to lots of juicy conversation, ranging from careers to money to sex and relationships to health and wellness and so much more.
We're here to have real talk on topics that real women can relate to, and we're going in on it all together. No filter.
So buckle in and get ready to laugh, cry, and say to yourself, girl, same, because we are the Girls Girl Podcast.
This is just a reminder that this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you need more info on any of the topics discussed, please reach out to a professional.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the official Girls Girl Podcast. I'm Katie.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Anna.
And we are so happy to be back. We're bringing you an interesting topic today. It's what are we tolerating in our lives and what are we going to do about it?
Big or little, right?
Yeah. It could be small, annoying things. It could be big things that are holding you back or holding you down.
And maybe we can talk about ways to kind of overcome that, I think is a really important thing, because I've learned that over the last at least year, maybe even 2 years, what we are tolerating is setting us back in like so many areas of our life, right?
Yeah. And it's, for me, it's like small things that just like waste my time. You know what I mean? I think they're like little time wasters that if you don't address
can
become
up.
Big, yeah, time wasters.
Yeah, you got to make room for the good stuff, and you're not doing that if you aren't clearing the things that are BS, right?
Right. Right.
All right. So, Meg, what are you going to be tolerating? Not tolerating.
What are you currently tolerating?
What are you currently tolerating that you're not?
Mine is very small. It seems very small, but it like really bothers me. And I'm like still putting up with it. Like I've identified it and I'm still putting up with it. So I need to squash this one today. But it's like not. I used to have chargers, like phone chargers, in every room. So I didn't have to run around looking for one to charge my battery. And they've all disappeared. And we know who the culprit is. Yep. We won't name names. But
she's a small human.
She's a small human. But anyway, I don't have my chargers in every room. I had one in the kitchen, one in the living room, one by my bed. And it's like they've all disappeared. And it's so aggravating that I have to walk around now, go into a person who remain nameless's room and find these chargers and like plug them back in. So that's my toleration that I'm going to get rid of.
So what
today.
Are you going to do about it?
I was just going to ask.
I'm going to go on Amazon and I'm going to buy an additional 3 chargers.
And hide them.
Yes, exactly.
Amazon
exactly.
Thanks you for your business.
Yes.
Wait, are you going to hold this person who shall remain nameless accountable for taking all of your stuff?
Yes. I'm going to take those and I'm going to have a stockpile and use them as backup. I don't know. I should probably think of something better than that, but
yeah,
I don't have it in my brain right now.
Well, it's annoying. Like if you go to sit down in the spot where you always charge your phone and the charger's not there.
Yes. It's just.
And you already sat down. You got comfortable.
Yeah. Side note, I did hear that you're not supposed to charge your phone overnight next to your head. Did you know that?
Yes, I did hear that.
I read that.
I actually went old school, not to change topics, but I went old school and I purchased all headphones with wires now because I heard that the pods have like a magnetic frequency that they put off.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And why aren't you supposed to charge near your head? Is it because of fire or like?
It's like vibes and waves. It's not supposed to be good for like your overall wellness.
Really?
And also, the fact that you know that your phone is that close to you makes you want to pick it up and scroll like right before bed. And we all know at this point that we shouldn't be doing that, right?
No.
I am like so bad at that, but
I try not to do it because then my brain wakes all the way up. Like when I'm feeling sleepy, if I pick it back up, like, oh, let me just do one thing, then I'm awake for an hour.
They say that you should charge your phone in a whole other room from where you sleep.
I just worry about like emergencies. Like my daughter needs something at college and I missed the call.
Yeah. I think if it's across the room, you're okay. But
yeah. All right. We'll call it.
Anyway, we've digressed.
Yeah.
So, Katie, what are you tolerating that you're not gonna anymore?
So, lately, I've been putting up with creeps. And what I mean by creeps is, okay, yeah, I lost some weight. I'm looking better than I think I have probably since college. And Lately, I've been getting some serious creep action. So, for instance, I was at work in another state at a site, and someone almost ran into me and said something corny like, "Shall we dance?" or something. And I was like, "Haha," and I kept it moving, but I wasn't rude.
Ew.
And then I get a Facebook message. This person has somehow found out my first and last name.
No.
And sent me a message on Facebook.
Gross.
So I was concerned because it was not, it was not an actual Amazon employee. It was a subcontractor, which makes it even creepier.
Oh.
That he got my first and last name and was able to track me down. And then on Friday night, we were out at our local watering hole in Boston, Coogan's. And there was like an older man sitting next to me, and he started trying to talk to, you know, Angel and I. He knew Angel and I were together, and he's like, "Here's what you do if she's mad at you." And he reaches into this grocery bag that he has for some reason under the counter, pulls out a strawberry out of a strawberry container.
What?
And acts like he's going to feed it to me. And I was like, bro, no.
Yuck.
But like, I had been being friendly to him all along. So like, I think sometimes I'm just too friendly.
Yeah.
And like, I'll entertain strangers' conversations even though I don't want to.
Like, far beyond what you should.
And I'm just not going to anymore. I'm not going to be friendly anymore to people that I don't want to be friendly to or that are making me uncomfortable. And I'm just going to be like, I'm not talking to you anymore and just turn my back or move away or whatever that is. But I am done tolerating dudes who think that because you exist that they can touch you, they can talk to you, they can overstay their welcome. So I'm done tolerating it.
Well, you told everybody where you've been hanging out on Friday night, so now all the creepers are going to go there and try to feed you strawberries. Chocolate covered, no.
And I have to say, like, Angel's not a jealous guy, and this was clearly an old man. But Angel was not pleased with that one.
I mean, that's pretty grody. And also, why did he have a shopping
strawberries.
Bag?
Ew.
Yuck.
First of all, I would never eat something from someone's hand that was a stranger.
Yeah.
Especially if it just came out of a shopping bag.
And you're in a bar where you probably went to the bathroom. And let's face it, dude, you probably didn't wash your hands.
Ugh. Yeah. The whole thing is gross.
Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Don't try to feed me things. Yeah. And definitely don't DM me on Facebook when you cyber stalk me.
Yeah, guys just think they can do any old thing they want to.
So I'm done tolerating that.
So what are you gonna do the next time this guy?
I'm gonna be very direct if anyone is creepy to me, mm-hmm. and being like, do not talk to me, I am not interested, back off.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they need to hear. Ew.
Eek.
You are a hottie boom body though.
Thanks, girl.
I know, you're looking fat.
Thanks, girls.
Well, that leads me right into what I am no longer going to tolerate. I actually have two things. One, I am not going to tolerate disorganization or like clutter. And since I came back from vacation a couple days ago, we spent pretty much all day yesterday just puttering around the house and cleaning up and making sure that someone who lives with us, who shall remain nameless, also
these small humans
are also being really deliberate about cleaning up and staying organized. And generally, he does, because our home is pretty organized and we all have to kind of run on clockwork or we'd never get where we need to be. But we did notice yesterday that there were some items and areas like the bathroom cabinet that needed clutter and disorganization. So we went through and did that, and I feel much better about starting our week after vacation. But the number one thing is mediocrity and people who work with and for me. Like, I'm not making any more excuses for people. If you're not doing what you need to be doing, then you need to find something else to do, because I have been tolerating a lot from the people who work for me because I've been trying to be open. Like, I feel like a lot of people are going through a lot of personal problems, but I mean, everybody is.
We all got something.
So you need to figure it out. And I will do that in the most compassionate way possible. And I will try to give you all the resources and assistance that you need. But at some point, I really feel that people aren't taking accountability for figuring their shit out. And it's just becoming exhausting. And it just doesn't keep everything moving. And it holds other people up. And I've noticed that that's kind of been a theme for me in the last at least 6 months. So mediocrity, got to keep it moving, or you need to find something else to do.
I feel like even sometimes I'll let myself slide into mediocrity just because, like,
we all do.
Tired or,
yeah,
I just don't feel like it. It's like, no, like, that's not the space that I like to live in.
I'm talking about prolonged mediocrity where you're going months and not,
like, underachieving or not meeting expectations
and just sliding.
And you've tried to work with these people and it's still mediocre.
Or maybe, like, you have to have more pointed conversations with them.
I feel like I've really gone above and beyond to care for people. And I think a lot of women do that. We have that mothering vibe where we want people to succeed. But I think at some point we all just need to decide whether or not we're going to achieve or not.
Truth.
And over the years, as someone who is a Virgo and type A and an achiever, who wasn't always an achiever, you can only be lent a hand so many times before you have to decide what are you going to do. And I just feel like people aren't able to separate all the things that are going on in their personal life at all complexity levels, right? Because some people are dealing with, like, drugs or alcohol or addiction or things like that. But then other people are just living a disorganized, less than stellar
existence.
Yeah. They're just maintaining. And I have more of those, I think, than the people who are undergoing real stress and problems. And so it's just time to put a boot where the sun don't shine, because
I'm
over it.
You know, it's tough to have those conversations with people sometimes. So sometimes it's just, like, about getting yourself prepared to have that conversation with someone ahead of time, so that when you do sit down with them and say, hey, listen, like, your performance is not meeting expectations right now. Here's why. And here's what I need to see differently from you. I think a lot of times that's enough for people sometimes to just get it together after that.
Yeah.
But you owe it to them to tell them.
Yeah, definitely. And I just need to stop saying, like, it's okay, you can do this instead. Instead, just being really upfront and saying, you missed the mark.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just did.
I would rather have someone tell me, like, you missed the mark on this.
Yeah.
Take another swing at it and come back.
I've been told that a lot.
Yeah, really? I have too.
Oh, God, yeah. People have been like, you did not do it.
I find that a lot of people, like, can't grasp that concept either. Like, they don't have that part of their brain developed where they can say, like, oh, I'll take this feedback and really try and change. Like, they almost
give up.
Yeah, or they'll look at you and they'll say, oh, she's just, you know, she's a nasty person.
Or she's targeting me.
Yeah, they'll make some excuse.
I have a few of those.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty, I will fire people in a heartbeat. I've done it my entire career, and especially when we owned a store. Poor Lisa would be like, can you come down and fire this guy? And I would literally march down.
You're like, on the way, hun.
Yes, and I would literally, and I'd be like, your journey here is over.
You know, I had to term a lot of people working in retail. Some I felt good about, some I did not feel good about. But there was ones that I'd be like, and you're fired.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. And then there's others that, I thought maybe they were good people. They just couldn't grasp what we needed them to do, or they couldn't get their lives together to get to work on time or when scheduled. But there was some that I was like, bro, go.
Hey friends, Anna here from the Girls Girl Pod. Are you ready to get your shit together for real in 2024? Are you really ready to go from overwhelmed with work, health stuff, crazy relationships, money issues, and other shit to feeling in control and at peace with your day-to-day? Then I want you to join me over at annamckenna.com, where I'm leveraging my 15 years of coaching the literal basics of taking control of your life and getting you to the other side, where you actually have money and are at peace with your kids, your spouse, your career, and you. Yes, this can happen for you, no matter where you're at today. And I'm not your typical woo-woo coach. I give you practical, real tools you can apply to really, truly get your shit together and make the change you really want to make in your life. Get on over to anna-mckenna.com and grab my bootcamp and workbook. You can also join my weekly love letter to you, packed, and I mean packed, with the real deal tools, offers, and discussion that matter. Hope to see you over there. And because this is a controversial podcast, I'm just going to put it out there and say a lot of it is mediocre old white guys.
Yeah.
And people who are old and white dudes tend to be the ones that have to try less. And yeah. don't at me on Instagram, but seriously, it's those guys that I struggle the most with, to be totally upfront and honest.
Right.
And so I said it. So there's that.
Does that fit the demographic of your creeps that you were talking about earlier?
Yes. All white men.
Ah,
old
lovely.
Ones.
Like over 50.
Ah,
yeah.
Classic.
Is over 50 old now, though? I think it is.
I mean, I'm creeping closer to that 5-0 mark. But, you know, when I look in the mirror, I don't see that. I don't feel that in my heart.
Well, and you're not mediocre.
Also true.
That's true. You're tolerating right now, though, your headphone.
Tolerating right now in the studio. One of my headphones won't turn in to actually go on my ear. It's facing outward.
I'm totally going to take a picture
Anna
of this.
Anna will take a picture. We can post it on the Instagram the day that we air this episode. But yeah, it's annoying.
I'll just tell you, though. It just goes to show how much we're willing to go above and beyond for our listeners. I mean, that's that.
Absolutely. I look ridiculous.
That's true. Guys, I have a whole list here of, like, tolerations.
Talk to us.
I got this my coach, right? So, all right. Here's one that just made me laugh. I'm tolerating the mole on my neck.
Ew.
Get that
my
removed.
Weight. Yeah. My unorganized closet or drawers. My kid's closet, not having a housekeeper, lack of time, lack of money, general disorganization. I think
it's a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, a lot of these are mine.
Well, Meg's like, I own these.
Do you have a troubling mole on your neck?
I actually don't.
Okay.
But... Okay, good. I was like, let's go to the dermatologist then. Let's get that checked out.
Right after this.
Oh, man. Crooked pictures, dirty windows, yep. Cracked windshield.
Oh, my gosh. I could never drive around with that.
As a fleet manager, you should not drive around with a cracked windshield.
Yeah.
It affects the strength of that windshield if an object were to hit your windshield again.
Yeah.
I've been guilty of that. Like, 2 winters in a row, I had, like, right before my inspection, I had both times, 2 years in a row, I had my windshield crack.
So why do we think that people entertain things for so long and just put up with things for so long? All of those things that you listed, including the cracked windshield.
I think sometimes people just don't know where to start.
Overwhelming.
Right. Especially with things like organization. Like if your house is cluttered or your closets, your drawers, all that stuff. It just seems like an insurmountable task, right? So it's like, how do you break that down into smaller pieces that you can digest? Maybe it's today, I'm going to go through the drawers on the right side of my dresser. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'll go through the drawers on the left side of my dresser. The next day I'll do the left side of my closet, then the right side of my closet. Just break it down into like chunks that you can chew.
Yeah.
Right? Don't try to be like, I have 86 things that I need to do right now. Then you're never going to do any of them.
And we've also hired an organizer before. And I think people are like, I can't afford that. It really wasn't. I mean, yes, a lot of people have to budget for that. And that is not in everybody's cards. But if you can, I highly encourage having someone with outside eyes to come in and help you get systems in place.
Or use those people in your life who really like to organize things. Like both of our girls, my future stepdaughter and my daughter, love to make things neat and organized. So when they're over, I'm like, hey, can you guys go through the pot and pan cupboard and restack all that stuff? Because A of all, I don't want to sit on the floor or kneel because then getting up is hard because I'm old. And then they like to make it look neat and organized. And I'm like, hey, while you're
they're
here.
Hired.
Yeah.
That is great. That's actually, those are
you guys
all,
have
like,
small humans
ideas.
Too for the low hanging stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, I think even just a Google search or going on Instagram and looking up like organizers or something like that. I mean, you can get a lot of like free tips that way.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a free guide on my website about organization.
Ooh, where can they find that?
They can find that at anna-mckenna.com. And I put it there because part of what I do with my coaching is helping to get people organized. And I am not a number one organizer, but certainly there are tips that I've picked up along the way. And I've posted it on my site so that people can go on there. And it just provides a checkoff. And I think, like you said, Katie, like one day... just say, I'm only going to do this chunk and then be done for the day. Yep. And then people feel like they've accomplished something and then they're motivated. It's momentum, right?
Well, yep. That's an that's a good point too, because it's not like it's not a task that's just going to be done all of a sudden. It's like a constant thing, and like working out, like it's an everyday thing, or eating right, it's an everyday thing with no end date, right?
Yeah, you got to be consistent and ongoing.
Yeah, you got to do a little bit every day to get yourself, you know,
yeah,
a little bit better, I guess.
I feel like I sleep better when my bedroom is clean, totally. And there's nothing on my dresser, yes. And I'm like, now I'm at peace.
Yes. Yeah. Good night. Good night,
good
world.
Good night. And the dishwasher's running in the kitchen. Like the world is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty dishes in the sink overnight.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us. Do you think now is the time for people to tell us what they do, what they're tolerating, what they're no longer tolerating, and any tips along the way?
I think you should hit us up on Instagram about it at Official Girls Girl.
And then we have TikTok Girls Girl Podcast 24.
And we have our Gmail, which is girlsgirlpod@gmail.com.
And I think if people can shoot us some of their insight and opinions and tips and tricks, we would love to feature you on all of those platforms.
Maybe also if you send us a message telling us what you're tolerating, that just might be the motivation for you to stop tolerating it.
That's right.
Ooh, I like that.
I love that. That's I'm here for one. It.
Yeah. If you admit sometimes what your fault is.
I feel like with my weight, it was like I just had to admit to myself I was tolerating it, and then just. Once I got on mission, I haven't strayed at all.
Yep.
Not at all.
Yeah. You have to decide.
Yep.
Great idea.
Yep. Well, good great topic idea. For today, guys. Make sure you reach out to us and let us know what your thoughts are. And also, don't forget, you can hit us up at any of those to tell us what topics you'd like to hear us talk about next.
We would love to hear from you.
And the bottom line is, stop tolerating. Yeah, start living.
More tolerating.
That's right, girls. Talk to you next time.
Talk to you.
See ya.
Bye. Have a topic you want to hear about? Send us an email at girlsgirlpod@gmail.com.
Hey, make sure you check us out on our Insta at @officialgirlsgirl. Hey, everyone, be sure to check us out on TikTok at @girlsgirlpodcast24.